Hello, and welcome to Jilly Bowl, the podcast about that song you know nothing about. I'm Jamie.
I'm Emily.
Each week, we'll break down a topic from Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. We'll take turns being the expert each week as we dive into these people, events, etc. Disclaimer, if you are already a history buff, this podcast is not for you. If you are a sweet dum-dum just like us and want to know a little more, you're in the right place. This week's topic is Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Can right? You keep going? I couldn't
Davy Crockett.
Oh. Yeah.
It's in my brain, trapped.
What is I'll play it for you right now.
Please do.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the lands of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Dr. Pepper's gonna cry.
He went up to Congress and served a spell.
He does not like this.
Fixing up the government and laws as
it's
well.
Okay.
Took over it's Washington, not. So I heard tell. And passed
I'm
up
sorry.
The crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
It's long. We're not going to finish
no.
this.
It done.
Okay, it done.
So that's that.
Yeah. We are joined once again by my son, Dr. Pepper, and he did not like that. There were some offensive statements in that.
For sure, some offensive things.
It's okay.
But this was out in the 50s. All in the 50s. So, you know, as many things we cover, they're not so PC anymore.
Yeah, that didn't stand the test of time.
No.
No.
Not so much.
But that was a TV show.
So, yeah. So, like, the reason Davy Crockett is in the song is not necessarily in regards to, like, the legendary frontiersman that, like, was in the Wild West.
Right.
Who turned into a politician. But based on the TV show.
So Billy Joel, in We Didn't Start the Fire, he's referencing the TV show, not the actual person.
Yes. Which, like, is pretty accurate. Well, as accurate as a Disney TV miniseries can be about an actual human.
So wildly inaccurate.
So, yeah. Oh. But Davy Crockett was an interesting guy who was doing, and like, I truly think was doing what he thought was right back in the Wild Frontier.
Which was what? Fighting Native American people?
I mean, not that that was great, but
no.
It wasn't. He did end up speaking for them.
Oh, okay.
Because, see, he had this really, I don't want to go too much into him, but, like, he was fighting for Andrew Jackson when he was a general, and Andrew Jackson is a monster man.
He's not good.
He was not good. But, like, he had a complicated relationship with him because Andrew Jackson was like, I'm going to make you...
A general?
No, not a general, but, like, a representative.
Okay.
And so he... Like, he became that, and he had a seat in Congress or whatever.
Okay.
And they, like, sent him on this trip touring the Americas.
The whole world. The Americas, like, such as?
As, like, in Boston and New York. So he traveled those places, and, like, while that was happening, he was trying to take, Andrew Jackson was trying to get past the, oh, God, what's it called? Like, the Land Taking Act, whatever it was.
I don't know.
Ooh. But he was trying to, like, pass a bill to be like, we can take whatever land we want and it's ours. And Davy Crockett was like, no, that's not what we stand for.
Okay.
None of you vote for this because that means you're a bad person.
Okay.
which basically ended his political career.
Well, that's too bad.
But everybody agreed with him, like, and it still, of course, happened.
Woof.
And it wasn't good. But, like, from what I can tell from my minimal research, is he still did some many questionable things. Mm-hmm. But
when it came to the important stance on taking lands away from Native American people, he said we should not.
As far as I could tell, well, yes.
That's good.
So, yeah. And he was, like, a big guy in the military, too. Like, he got well-known for, like you heard in the song, that he killed a bar.
A bar.
A bar with his own two hands. But he also, Davy Crockett himself, died at the Alamo.
I've been to the Alamo.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, he died there. Bar.
He died there after he killed that there bar.
That there bar. But like we said, the big hubbub was in the 50s for the TV show that aired on ABC as a miniseries. Even though it wasn't called a miniseries yet.
Okay,
because that's what it was. Because that wasn't a thing. It was like the start of a miniseries.
Cool.
Like that whole concept, which is kind of cool. So it was 5-hour-long episodes that were cut into 2 movies later on.
Hmm.
But, it had to have been semi, like, the caliber of, dare I say, like, Game of Thrones. Because it was over the course of a year that these 5 that shows... released.
So it was kind of like filming movies.
Yeah. And I will say, I did watch the first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It holds up?
It holds up. Like, it is wildly inappropriate to watch now.
Yeah.
It like, made me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the scenes and, like, the whole plot line, it flows, and it was good, and it was, like, beautifully shot at times. Like, they're riding horses through the countryside, and, you know, I was actually very impressed for a 50s movie. It didn't seem...
terrible.
Very janky.
Nice.
But, yeah, the first episode is entitled Davy Crockett, Indian Fighter.
Lovely.
So it goes through Davy Crockett and his best friend, George Russell, and they volunteer to fight with Andrew Jackson, in the Creek War. So, like, it's all based on real events and real things that happened. That happens, and then, they run into a Creek chief, Red Stick, and that whole thing is not so PC, but, Crockett wins. And, like, gets his friend Russell back out of, like, the Squamish that they had. Like, it was just not... But it, in exchange for him signing the American Peace Treaty. So, like, they made peace between the Creek Indians
because
of Davy Crockett. Mm-hmm. In the movie.
In the movie.
I don't know if that's, like, if he had that...
In the real life, different, maybe.
Maybe. But I don't know why they'd make that up. The second episode is called Davy Crockett Goes to Congress and came out a couple months after the first episode, where Davy Crockett and Russell head west to scout Virgin Territory being opened for settlement. And then they meet Bigfoot Mason. He's like the the man in charge of this town, and they challenge him to a shooting contest. It's actually pretty funny because they have this shooting contest and they shoot into a board, like where a V marks. I don't know how to explain it any better. But like the Bigfoot guy goes first and then Davy Crockett goes second. And they're like, Davy Crockett goes and he says, he missed the whole board because you can't see his bullet. But he hit his bullet, like Bigfoot's bullet, so it was like right on top.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
That's pretty great.
So like Davy Crockett comes to town and like Bigfoot Mason gets like pushed to the side, like literally in a hand-to-hand combat. And Davy Crockett's wife dies, which I like don't understand why that had to happen.
Was that historically accurate, or they just felt like they should include it?
No, I'm pretty sure it's accurate.
Okay.
But then, from, like, taking some time with that, he decides to run for the state legislator against a corrupt politician trying to claim the Cherokee lands. And so he wins and becomes the U.S. House of Representatives, a member of the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I think I mentioned before that he, like, gets tricked into speaking across the country.
Right.
And then they tried to pass the bill, but then he, like, gets Crockett back, and he comes barreling back on horseback to talk to the House and was like, this is wrong. And he tears the bill in half, and he's like, it's actually a very powerful speech, like, in the movie.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was really good, and for the time, like, it was powerful.
Yeah.
I don't know. The third movie is Davy Crockett at the Alamo.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't make it.
He doesn't make it, but they don't actually show him dying.
That's good.
So, that is good. But he does decide to join the Alamo in Texas. So yeah, that one, like, this one was kind of, like, I mean, when they're all stringed together in the movie, so, like, the first three episodes are mashed up to make this movie, right? Like, okay. They initially were hour-long episodes, but then they're put together. So, I don't quite understand. The end of that movie is Davy Crockett by himself. Like, nearly everybody else has died. And then it kind of, like, fades out. And it's just the Texas flag flying.
Okay.
So, like, but he did die. Like, Davy Crockett himself did die there.
So what is the message of the end?
I don't know. But there's two other movies after that. Like, there's two more episodes after that.
After he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I... The fourth episode is Davy Crockett's keelboat race. And he, like, I guess in that one, I haven't watched it. And these two episodes are, like, in one second movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, I don't understand why they don't just, like, if they were making a miniseries, why wouldn't it have just gone in chronological order? I don't know. But okay. He goes up against Mike Fink, who's, like, another legendary
Frontiersman
guy. Okay. And then the fifth episode was Davy Crockett and the River Pirates. And I guess...
That sounds like a band I want to go see.
I too.
I want to be a river pirate.
Me too. But apparently Johnny Cash plays old Davy in a few scenes before he goes off to Texas.
Wild.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, those were the five episodes, and then were combined to make two movies.
Okay.
I guess in 2002, Disney revisited the idea of Davy Crockett and made the movie called The Alamo.
This was a movie that came out?
Yeah, in 2002.
Okay. I don't have any recollection of this.
I don't either, and that's because it was a massive fail.
Who is in it? Do you know?
That one I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
I don't know.
I need to know.
But... Fess Parker is the man who played Davy Crockett.
Okay. Yes. I have a mental picture of that person.
Yes. He's pretty handsome, I think.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
And George Russell plays Buddy Ebsen plays George Russell, like his sidekick.
Okay.
In the movie. And they were filmed in color at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. On Oaconaluftee, near the Quala Reservation. I'm sorry for probably saying that wrong. But, like, even they did say at the very beginning of the movie, which I did like this.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the movie, they have this, what would you say?
An epilogue? No, yeah. But a prologue.
Prologue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Saying, we extend our thanks and gratitude to the members of the Cherokee Indian Nation of North Carolina, to the forest rangers of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and the people of Tennessee and Texas for their generous cooperation in the filming of this story.
Hmm.
I don't know I guess you can say that, but then your portrayal is still
You're like, we know we're doing bad on this.
Maybe. I don't know, but I saw that when I watched it. I was like, maybe this is gonna be okay.
No.
It really wasn't. But like, ultimately, it was a very well-filmed movie. Like, I understand the craze of it.
Okay.
Like, my dad grew up, like, he was born in the 50s, and like...
He remembers watching this?
He's seen it, but like, doesn't... I don't think maybe he remembers when it watching aired. It. Yeah. No.
Right.
No.
He was too young.
He was too young. He wasn't even born yet. Quite yet.
Yes.
But, like, he... Like, during that age, like, Cowboys and Indians was like... a thing. Like, that was... Mm-hmm. That was...
Yeah.
It was... Like, he had a lunchbox that had that.
Sure. It was a different time.
It was a different time. But even then, there was a lot of questioning on whether or not Davy Crockett was worthy of all of this idolization.
Hmm.
And questioning on the ethics. Especially the authenticity of the film as well.
Cool.
So, people weren't unaware... of it.
Okay. That people were starting to say, like, oh, maybe this isn't
great.
Yeah.
But it did, like, the whole deal itself took Disney by a lot of surprise, too. They made a lot of money off of this movie.
They need it. I mean, Disney's been hurting for a long time.
It's really rough for them, especially at this time.
I mean.
Whew. But they made a lot of money selling coonskin caps and bubblegum cards.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I had bubblegum cards as a kid.
Too.
Not Davy Crockett ones.
No.
But yeah.
But I did look up because I wanted to see like how much they'd be worth.
Oh, fun.
So the 1956 Topps Davy Crockett orange back set.
Wow.
Consisted of 80 cards.
Uh huh.
That came in 1 cent or 5 cent packs of gum. That included the card. So,
yeah.
So it was basically like all of the scenes. So when you put all of the cards numerical sequence, the scenes of the entire movie could be replayed.
That's crazy.
So an excellent mint set could go for $870 for every, like,
if you had every if card you had in mint condition.
Every card. Yeah, people do.
Wow.
And that's for, like, all five movies. Like, that's for the whole, like,
Davy Crockett. Does anybody actually have that?
Yeah, they were for sale.
I'm surprised it's actually not more than
$800. I am, too. I'd be a little disappointed, but
part of me, when you were about to say $800, I was going to be like, $800,000?
Well, especially because, like, you think about it, and you're like, okay, it was just for 1 cent that you'd buy these.
But, like, but the person who had to buy all of them and then keep them, yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't know what you were going to get. Like, how many you had to buy.
You had to buy so many packs to get all of them.
Right, and I guess you trade and who knows. But I thought that was kind of cool. So, Fess Parker was an interesting guy himself. So, yes. I did some more research just on him. Because that's basically Davy Crockett, y'all.
That's him.
It was, I mean, overall, like, it is not so PC now,
mm-hmm.
and whatever, but I understand it was a huge craze. And the theme song was, like, number one for a bit. Like, it was really popular.
That was someone's jam.
That was, yeah. People know all the words.
People know it.
But yeah, so Fess Parker. So first of all, his middle name is Alicia.
What's his first name?
Fess.
It actually is like Fess. That's not short.
Named after his dad, yeah.
Fess.
Alicia. Which he chose because he liked how it sounded when he was a teenager.
He chose his middle name?
Yeah.
Mm. This guy's wild.
Yeah. So Fess Alicia Parker. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in, like, the end, closer to the end of World War II, hoping to become a pilot. But he was turned down because he was too tall.
Okay, I can't think of the word. I have to veer off of the road here. On Hulu, it just came out. George Clooney recreated and directed Catch-22 as a miniseries.
Oh.
Which focuses on the main character is he's actually not the pilot, he's the bombardier in a plane in World War II. Anyway, it's really, really, really good. it's kind of wild, and obviously it's a little bit depressing because it's about
what World did you War watch II. This on?
On Hulu.
On Hulu's.
Okay. And the guy who plays the main character is Charlie from Girls. He's so good. It's really good. If you, my husband and I just watched it, and we very much that. Enjoyed it.
I'd watch that.
It doesn't have like a happy ending.
No, but like, how could it? I mean, I suppose it could.
Fair warning. I feel like it does. It's very true to the novel, and it's good. Like, if you like George Clooney,
yeah,
kind of pacing, and like, it still has like some of that humor in it.
Yeah,
It's really good.
Ooh.
Anyway, that made the pilot thing made me think of that. You can go back to your show now. I'll shut up.
Well, how tall do you think he was?
If
he
6'4". How tall was he?
6'6".
Whoa.
I know. Which made him infinitely more attractive to me. Like,
yeah.
As soon as I, like...
Picture.
Like, that, all of it.
6'6".
Yeah. So then he tried to become a radio man gunner, but he was found too big to fit comfortably in the rear cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was finally transferred to the Marine Corps. They took him as a radio operator. But he was shipped out for the South Pacific shortly before the atom bomb war ended the war. Okay. So, like, he was there, but, like...
I'm glad they could find a job for him to do. Especially, yeah. Like, you'd think being tall has a lot of advantages in things. But I can appreciate, like, those planes were small.
Right.
Anyway, yeah.
So, he was discharged in 1946, and he went to Hardin-Simmons University in Texas with assistance from the wonderful G.I. Bill. This little information was insane to me. After an automobile collision, he was stabbed in the neck by the other driver during an argument.
So he was in a car accident.
Uh-huh.
The driver of the other vehicle got out and stabbed him in the neck with a knife.
This is what I read. What? I tried to
Was he the driver? Was he driving his car?
I believe so.
Wow.
Didn't find more information about that, so don't know.
That's
that's terrifying. So don't get in accidents and don't get in fights after them.
Yeah, no.
So I also thought that this part was cool. He transferred to the University of Texas, and he was a history major, which I just, like, when you're playing, like, if you're playing eventually Davy Crockett, like, to be interested in history, like...
It's kind of cool.
Kind of cool, but also, like... What history were you studying in the 50s?
I mean, what history was everyone studying in
this
the 50s?
This is true. This is very true. But it just made me do a little extra thinking.
It's a little ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he graduated, and he also was very active in drama throughout his time in college. So he then later pursued a master's degree in theater history. After that, he was signed to WB. And he was filming, I think it was like some sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of it. But it was like Ants Invade.
Some really good.
Yeah, something really great. And his character was a pilot, oddly enough, put in into an insane asylum.
Ooh.
Right, it sounds kind of good.
Sounds like an episode of Twilight Zone.
Yeah. But the Disney saw him acting, or like doing this, because he was on the WB lot. And saw this and was like, I want to meet with you for the role of Davy Crockett. Like, he didn't know that exactly at the time, but he was asked to drop by the studio. And when he did, he brought his guitar and, like, met Disney, sang a song, and, like, that was that. Like,
I brought my guitar.
I can sing.
Ready to play a little ditty for you.
Can sing, will act. And then several weeks later, he was informed that he had been selected over the initial person that Disney had chosen for the role. And even Buddy Ebsen, his co-star, was a contender for the role of Davy Crockett. Which, like, when I watched the movie, I'm like, no, you're definitely sidekick material.
Right.
You're not Davy Crockett. But kind of cool.
Hmm.
He did a couple of other movies, The Great Locomotive Chase, Westward Ho, The Wagons, Old Yeller, and The Light in the Forest.
Did you ever see Old Yeller?
Yeah.
I think I watched it as a kid. I watched it as a kid
and never would watch it again.
Upsetting.
Yeah. Can't.
Too many movies where dogs die.
Why, Disney? Why'd you have to do this?
But
he was like, I'm playing the same damn role for you.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And was just like, eh, bye.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he got fined, I guess, because I think he, like, refused to do a role like or something. Yeah.
Or something, sure.
So he left Disney. But, and I wish that I got to Total Line to do this. But I didn't. But after his acting career was basically done, he devoted much of his time to operate his Fess Parker family winery. What? He has a winery.
Where?
In California. Los Olivos.
I'm looking this up now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should. Because the website is, like, really kind of cool, too. The winery is owned and operated by the Parker's family, and they have a bunch of different award-winning wines. Like, they have, like, the scores and stuff on mm-hmm. their list of wines, and they're, like, in the upper 80s and 90s. Like, they're well-rated. Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize this label. I was wondering if it was something I've
no, I hadn't seen either. Before,
but it... Yeah. Oh, man, I want to go to this winery. Look at how dope this tasting room is.
Yeah, and then, like, do you find, like, the bubble... The Bubble Shack?
What?
Click on the Bubble Shack.
Oh my god, I want
to
go here
I want to go to the Bubble Shack.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's like a club. You could be a in the club, Bubble Club.
Hey, listeners, we're going to start a Kickstarter and you can donate so we can go to the Bubble Club.
Yeah.
Limited number of memberships? Oh my god, I want to be part of this now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So, like, he started this winery and he always wanted to have, like, a family... owned, like, little business, and so it's kind of sweet that that all came together for him. So Fess Parker's son Eli was the president and director of winemaking, and his daughter Ashley is the vice president of marketing and sales, like, still now.
Cool. So it's still, like, a family business.
It's still a family business, and it includes over 1500 acres of vineyards and a tasting room, visitor center. And it's along the Foxen Canyon Wine Trail. So I did some looking into the Foxen Canyon Wine Trail.
Okay. It's
like, as in, we go take a trip and do that trail.
I'm already looking on Google Maps for where this is. So yes. We can go there.
Yes. So wanting to do that.
Yes.
But, like, it's just kind of cute. Like, they also sell coonskin caps just as, like, that's a our nod. Dad.
Sure.
They have bottle toppers inspired by, like, Davy Crockett, and I also forgot to mention after he did leave Disney, he was Daniel Boone,
yeah,
for NBC, like an NBC show for several years.
Yes,
so he did that after.
I recognize him from that.
Sorry, did not do you justice, Fess.
Los Olivos, just for reference, because I know very little of California, is, like, just slightly north of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been to San Francisco and that wine Sonoma area a few times, but not down there.
Want to check it out.
Need to go. Cool.
So, I just think that it's really cool that, like, it's still a family name, and not only, like, is it just family, but, like, the son, like, their vice president, and, like,
his
actively,
yeah.
like,
his
not
son
just
and
like
are both, like, yeah,
we're benefiting from it, but mm-hmm. like actually working it,
right?
But yeah, I mean, he lived a long, happy life. He had 11 grandchildren, and he died of natural causes in 2010 at his home. Close to the winery. So, like, he lived a happy, happy life, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, was admired by many people. I mean, I don't think that any fires were set by Davy Crockett.
I was just going to say, like, I was waiting. I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop this whole episode where you...
Yeah.
So many episodes you do were like, and then they had to go to rehab because of this problem. Or, like...
Yeah.
Then this guy was really, like, a creepy perv.
That's usually how everything goes every time I've done an episode. But,
right.
like, everything seems just fine. And, I mean, it technically wasn't about him. It was, like, about the movie.
Right.
And the TV show. Which, was a, it, I mean, it was just a craze. Right.
Like, and maybe a few things were a little bit tone deaf when it came to the plight of Native American peoples and, like, history perspectives.
Yes.
But it was the 50s, so, like, we see you and we recognize you for what you are, but otherwise, this was a great episode.
Yeah.
I feel good about things.
Good.
You're not going to like my next episode.
Oh, shoot.
But I don't
But
think
still listen.
But still please listen. It's still good. It's actually crazy.
Is it?
Twisty turny.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But I don't think Davy Crockett started any fires.
No. He did. He put him out. He cared about this earth and he cared about America.
He was a good American.
In his mind,
damn it.
He tried his best for America.
Davy Crockett tried, and so did Fess Alicia Parker.
He did. Oh, and he had another son, I think. It was, like, it was named Fess Alicia Parker, like, again.
That's so
like,
cool.
Like, he passed that on.
I've never really thought about Fess as being a name.
Me neither.
I'll just put that in my cap and keep it there. Just in case, like, someone needs a baby name
Fess. Really struggling, and, like, you could just visit
someone
hospitals.
Someone needs, like, an out of the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a Fess to me.
He does. He wears it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hot.
He hot. He can get it. On that note.
On that note.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.